If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I know I'm going on and on about my hot tub, but oh my God, it's amazing. And they've got a summer sale going on right now where you can save big on hot tubs, saunas, and cold plunges. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, you'll save even more, thousands more. Go to creativeenergy.com, turn your own backyard into just a paradise. It's beautiful. My kid took off for some lunch thing he was doing, and John and I immediately ran out back and got naked, dude. Like, got in the hot tub.
Yesterday.
Like, yes. I had to put a bathing suit on now that he's home, and that sucks. Now you got a wet bathing suit. I'm like, oh, what a pain. Do people do this? And so I'm like, let's go. He's gone.
Did you lay out too, or?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Look at you go.
Yeah, we're down to 6 minutes aside, though. Like, it's because it's hotter now, and I feel like I got a good base tan. I'm going to just, you know, I'm not going to look like the underside of a fish.
Well, like I told you, I do think you want to be real careful, but I also think it's very good for you if you're using the right amount of day sunlight.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Getting some sun on you, it feels good. I actually feel like it's great for my energy and. Mm-hmm. And there's just like even yesterday as the timer went off at 6 minutes for us to flip, you know, flip the steak over.
I love it.
I was like, oh, I was just starting to really enjoy that. Like the heat sinking into you is just so nice. We don't need your emails about why we shouldn't do it. But thank you for thinking of us. It's very nice.
No, this is short timed sunlight.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah. Cooking in the sun with baby oil right. for 8 hours.
And honestly, when I do things like gardening. I know I'm going to be out there. Well, I wear a hat too, but, or, you know, one of those mm-hmm. wide brimmed things. But if I've got shorts on, I definitely put, yeah, I don't want a sunburn. Nobody wants that. I mean, I guess some people probably want it. There are people out there who want everything. All right, let's do some stories. Brad Pitt's house got ransacked by burglars. Brad is on a promotional tour for his new film, F1, The Movie, which is out today, I believe. Yes. And actually I put a trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for that. That's in theaters today. He's been out promoting it and a bunch of people went to his house. It sounds like they say officers responded to a home in the Los Feliz neighborhood at about 10:30 on Wednesday night. Three suspects broke into the residence via the front window, ransacked the location and fled with a bunch of stuff. This is a house he bought in April of 2023 for $5.5 million. Guess he's on a budget or something, huh?
That's a bummer. I really don't like the...
Right.
You know that he's a target, especially because he's in the news. He's in England. So he's not home.
Well, it's last I saw him, he was in England.
And so you hear this about this now happening to football players, too. On Sundays, their houses get robbed. Because right. Where are they? Not in town.
Isn't it sad that social media really does clue people into where you are at any given time. Oh, mm-hmm. Look at that. There's no way they can get back within 4 hours. I'm going to just go and rob them. So
most of us have gotten with the fact, and I've done this too. When I on vacation, I post my pictures usually when I get back.
Right.
Because you just are not smart to advertise that you're not home.
I'm not home. The thing that's sort of surprising to me is that at Brad Pitt's, it's even like the joke I made about him only having a $5.5 million house, which I'm sure it's palatial. I'm sure it's amazing.
Los Feliz is not like, I mean, it's a nice neighborhood. It's a very nice neighborhood, but it's not.
Where is it exactly? Near Beverly
Hills? It's near Silver Lake, up Eagle Rock, up in that area.
I don't know where that is.
Well, that's more north of LA, northern LA.
It's just, to me, it is surprising that at his level, he doesn't have some kind of security. A person, a caretaker, what have you, that would be alerted by a glass break alarm going off. Even if they don't go out there and fight the guys, that there would be some kind of a notification.
I don't know how it works. There are a lot of communities where people, celebrities buy, that are gated
yes.
with a security guard at the front gate. You can't even get into the neighborhood.
Right. That's like Charlie Sheen's house. I think the
and there's even people
there.
On golf carts roaming the streets yeah. in the evening hours. Like they take that pretty seriously in these high-end homes.
I'm sure the HOA is outrageous.
Well, but
on nobody the other breaks hand, into your
right,
house.
You can go on your promotional trips without getting had.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with his house, but I'm sorry to hear it because that sucks about football players too, but that also makes sense. If they know, especially if they know you don't have a family, like if you're just a dude who's got a place.
Well, even in, my old neighborhood in LA was fairly toney, but they.
Where did you live in LA?
Beverly Grove. It's like right next door to Beverly Hills.
Fairly what?
Fairly toney.
It's toney.
What does that mean?
Upscale.
Ritzy.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz.
But like a lot of the folks there had personal security. Which was great for the poor people that lived on the street like us, because we got personal security driving around our block all the time.
You rent a house there?
Yeah, we rented we had like a part of a duplex.
Oh.
Half of a duplex.
I think I've zoomed with you to that house, yeah, I could see the back. Yeah. A little Spanish style number?
Yep.
Yeah, really cute.
Yeah,
Los Feliz is a relaxed hillside enclave that draws both established and up-and-coming creative types. There are plenty of old school watering holes, hip shops, and cafes.
Oh.
Plus the Vista Theater, a 1923 movie palace.
Oh.
And a pair of exemplary Frank Lloyd Wright homes.
Oh, he is a Frank Lloyd Wright fan. Well, he's an architecture fan, but he loves Frank Lloyd Wright. I wonder if he lives in one of those.
The neighborhood borders sprawling Griffith Park.
Oh.
That's where it is.
Oh, so it's in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're right around there.
But it is truly, it's like the way the hate hits Golden Gate.
Mm.
Los Feliz is right there underneath.
Griffith?
Sorry, it's not hate. What's the street that runs up?
What do you, 19th Street or something?
Oh, it is hate. It is hate that hits the park, right?
I don't know. I thought hate ran parallel to it. Does Ashbury hit it?
No, Ashbury's the one that runs. Anyway.
Whatever, right.
Los Feliz is sitting right underneath the park there.
All right. That's, I would think too, if they're saying up and comers and established people, like if you, what's it worth to live next door to Brad Pitt?
Oh, it's also right next to the Greek.
Oh.
And the Griffith Observatory.
So it's a great neighborhood in LA.
And yet, Brad Pitt just got had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great neighborhood, but it's not where I would expect Brad Pitt to live.
Sometimes though you like an area and you just go, I'll just do it. I'll go here. And it's only $5.5 million only because I'm Brad Pitt. Anyway, terrible news. I hate to hear it. I also, I'm more and more Brad Pitt bad news. That vineyard that he and Angelina Jolie owned together, Miraval, I think it's called, with award-winning rosé. That court case is just continues. They are headed to trial next year. And I think he's suing her because she sold her half. He says they had a verbal agreement, like, we're breaking up. It's 50-50. It's a place that runs. People work there. We're producing wine. And she, shortly after they broke up, she sold her interest in it to a wine company. And he's pissed about it. Or some kind of wine overlord company,
It was him that kept his and
hers. Yeah, she sold her side.
Oh.
So he's suing over that because he says they had an agreement. It looks like she wanted to have it, the case dropped, because of course she did. But her motion's been denied and it's moving ahead. They think it'll take about 2 weeks for the trial and it's supposed to happen, I think, next year. But there's... Honestly, Brad, like sometimes you just got to cut your losses. Like if you don't have something in writing from her.
I don't know. I don't have the capacity to be in lawsuits and be tripping on all that. With the money he's got, I would cut my losses, but right. he may be.
It may just be a thing that sticks in
those
his craw.
Two really did have. Like those kids don't talk to him.
No. And his
they
kids
changed their,
changed
names.
Their names.
Like they like that has. And I even had someone write in and say. It's got to be partially her fault, like poisoning those kids. And I thought, I don't know. I mean, if he's in AA right now, his behavior may have been completely unacceptable for a while.
Yep.
I don't like to side with the person who's not drinking, but I have to. Because often the person that's drinking, they're just not making good moves.
They're not themselves.
Right.
They're yeah. sick. I find it odd that someone who's sober now is fighting over a vineyard. Like, you would think he'd be like, you know what? I need to cut off all alcohol ties.
That's and, what I'm saying,
I
though.
Think
I
did
I
enough
think
damage.
There's enough going on between these two that this is personal in different yeah. ways than financial. It's,
oh, absolutely.
It's a, so, I don't know.
Maybe
I would,
his last chance to really stick it to her.
I don't know. I mean, I would want my kids to like me, though.
Yeah.
That is super sad.
It is sad. I would want that too. Like, I really feel like, how do you reconcile that in your life? I think that, you know, turn the page. Listen, you know what you should do, Brad? Just let that all go. Sell your half too. I'm sure the people who bought her half will take your half. Or maybe they don't want to. Maybe they're like, yeah, we need him to stay in. We want Brad Pitt's wine on our shelves. I really feel like I don't have enough time to. You know what I'll do? I'll congratulate Eliza Dushku, one of the Buffy originals. She stopped acting about 8 years ago, and she just received her master's degree from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She got her master's. It's a psychology thing. It's like it's a mental health thing. I'm not seeing the actual degree that she got.
She's going to be a life coach?
No, she is. Oh, she is certified in psychedelic assisted therapy. And she's looking for a career in mental health counseling. Yeah, counselor. She called it her true calling.
And microdosing.
Well, psychedelic assisted therapy, that's what that is, right?
Uh-huh.
She's so hot. I used to have such a crush on her.
She's beautiful.
I can't picture her.
What was her character's name? Faith.
Faith.
That's what she's from, though. Buffy. Yeah,
that's where I know her from. I'm sure
yeah,
she's been
in a lot of
stuff,
movies
but...
and stuff. But hold on. Let's see here.
Yeah, find a Eliza Dushku.
Oh, I recognize those eyes.
Yeah.
What has she been in?
I think she was in. Was she in the? Hold on a second.
She did a couple big things.
Was she in Bring It On as well? I think.
Oh, he definitely didn't watch
oh,
that.
Okay.
I don't want to speak for you.
She's
she
very
was in
pretty,
True Lies.
Yeah.
She was in True Lies. She was in Bring It On. Those are kind of the big ones for her.
So there's a Buffy reboot that's coming. So I wonder if she'll be a part of that.
I believe Faith did make it. I don't think she died in the last one. Because, you know,
although
some of the major
Sarah Michelle Gellar was saying that she wants to bring back everybody who died on the show. She's like, hey, why not?
I mean, yeah, you got to bring Spike back.
Oh, does he come back?
No, I'm just saying, like he bites it in the last one, so
maybe it was
spoiler
all just a, it was just a fever dream.
Yeah.
All right, Vin, what do you got coming up in the news?
She seems to have been pretty active as late as 2016. It looks like she was on a TV show called Bull.
Oh, she was on Bull?
She was on Bull.
Is Bull the one with?
I think it's the one with the he's a juror.
Michael Wetterly.
Jury Whisperer okay. or something like that. Isn't that the...
Yeah,
I never
yes.
even saw it.
Yes. He and his team of experts explore psychology, human intuition, and high-tech data to understand jurors.
She was in True Lies.
Enters new career in mental health counseling 8 years after her last role. She calls it her true calling. So maybe she isn't into going back to Buffy, but that would be fun. All right. What do you got coming up?
Tiny nose robots after these.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? the three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Yeah, I knew it was happening, and I just scrambled and didn't make it happen. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour.
Roar and Pour. Roar. Go, 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 go.
An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist tonight. That is tonight, everyone, at tonight. The SF Zoo. It's the Roar and Pour event.
Roar.
At the SF Zoo tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org.
I'm sad. That means these great sound effects will be going away.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm putting my mistake back together.
That sounds like an event you could be at, maybe have some good times. I mean, you probably shouldn't be drinking, but, you know, everything
that's
else.
No. Yeah, that's no. Don't,
I can
don't
roar,
go.
Though. I can do the roar part.
Okay, my first story is the first real follow-up, and I've meant to go report from the scene and just haven't yet. But we did a story about a month ago, or maybe longer, about the Cupertino Whole Foods closing down.
Yes.
Shutting the entire, it's the biggest grocery store in the area that I've seen. It's huge.
And you would stop there on the regular for lunch.
I ate all the time from the hot food bar. I just put together little pieces of different things to make a meal, like a little brown rice and these chicken, this piece of chicken and some veggies, you know, steamed. Boom.
Yeah.
A healthy little meal and I eat it on the, you know, in the parking lot or on my drive home. Nice.
Yeah, easy, convenient, and it's a Whole Food, so it's great.
Santa Clara County closed the grocery store following rodent and cockroach infestations, and it's been closed this whole time.
Oh, my God. It's been months.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see here. The store, one of the largest Whole Foods locations in the area, has remained closed as it undergoes building maintenance and repairs, a refreshing of certain departments. Our goal is to reopen as quickly as possible. However, the highest priority for Whole Foods Market is to fully address and remedy the issue at hand, which is rats and cockroaches.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And you don't want to hear that. And again, no. I ate there all the time from the places they say were the problem, which is just
so great.
But will I eat there again? Yep.
Yeah.
I will.
Open it back up. I will trust it and jump back in.
So they're saying it's really too bad what happened. It's disappointing, of course, but the good news is they're cleaning it up. And hopefully the Whole Foods in Cupertino that we all go to in the South Bay. And that's right. It's a hopping spot.
Bring
man.
It back.
But has been closed. So I keep thinking I should go and just see. And then I go, I don't want to stop if it's closed.
I'm sure there'll be some kind of big announcement, Finn.
Well. Today,
especially
that
after
was
all this.
That story was in the Merck News today.
But they don't give a potential reopening date.
It just says it remains closed amid continued repairs.
Oh.
So good. Get it cleaned up. Researchers in China came up with a new way to treat sinus infections.
Oh.
Tiny nose robots.
Oh, I can't wait for this nanotech to just take over. What do we got here, Vin?
Are you an early adopter? Who loves the latest tech?
Yes.
Here's your next big adventure.
Okay.
Researchers in China announced a new way to treat sinus infections.
Oh.
Instead of antibiotics, you'll just shoot an army of tiny robots up your nose.
And then blow them back out? Or do they exit on their own?
It's the latest in nanobot technology.
I love it.
Or technically, they're microbots.
Oh, they're not nano.
Because they're still big enough to see under a normal microscope. But even microbots are very, very small. Each tiny nose robot is smaller than a speck of dust. and way thinner than human hair.
Oh.
And they're programmed to wipe out bacteria.
So they just go in there and start crawling around. How do you make something like that? Like, that is just so, that's amazing.
They don't say how many they have to shoot up your nose of the microbots.
So it isn't just one?
They call it a swarm of tiny robots.
Oh, boy.
What do the robots do once they're done cleaning, though?
They tested them on animals and say they could be approved to treat sinus and bladder infections in humans in the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, my.
It works.
This is just the start of that, too. Like, all the sci-fi I read, they have, like, nanotech, or I guess this isn't quite that. But they shoot them in your blood, and they go attack a cancer. Or they clean up a blood cancer, or they, you know, whatever ails you, they fix it.
They're still figuring out how to make sure all the bots get out of your nose after they're done.
Why? They're so tiny. Who would even notice?
But they're hoping they'll just come out when you blow your nose.
Mm. Yeah, it would be nice if they had an exit strategy for the bots that you've injected. Talk about government tracking. Yeah, the conspiracy theorists are going to have a ball with this.
But I'm bump. What are you, did you hear her talk about government?
That's not a joke. That's scary.
A little late.
His eyes went wide like, yeah, government tracking. I'm like, I've got someone over to my conspiracy already.
The latest food trend on TikTok is stupid.
Oh. Surprise.
The end.
People on TikTok are savoring the deliciousness of raw onions. Some people are biting into them like an apple, which seems more like a challenge than a culinary hack, but some are slicing them. If you slice a red onion horizontally, you have a flat piece. Then you add some lemon juice on top, drizzle olive oil on it.
And just eat it. So these are people without friends?
You can drizzle olive oil, add some salt and pepper and other spices you're into.
And then drink a gallon of mouthwash. That's the thing with like raw onion. It just gets in the tissues of your mouth. I was reading this book one time.
Oh, this will be good.
It's just like, some kind of historical fiction. And this soldier, he goes to this farm and in wherever, and the lady hands him an onion. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And he peels the dry stuff off and just starts eating it as he's walking on. I'm like, what? Did people ever do that? Were those ever a thing that people bit into like apples?
If you're starving to death.
You're like, oh, thanks for the delicious. Yeah.
I mean, no, I wouldn't want to do that. But I don't even bite into a tomato. Like when I see people do that, they're like,
oh, I'll eat a tomato. Like
I know. And I don't do that. And
But you need a perfect tomato.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want tomatoes if they're going to be the crummy tomato.
Yeah. I think about you every time I slice a tomato. I'm like, would this pass the Vinny test? Would Vinny?
Would it?
Okay. Usually.
You know.
If it's all mealy inside that.
Yeah.
Like,
then you know I don't want it.
Then I don't want it either. I'm with you. You can keep your gross tomato.
And but if it's overly snotty.
Oh, well, they have liquid in it. I mean, they're.
I know. Overly snotty. You know what I mean?
You don't want all the googly seed part.
Well, I just want it to have some substance. Sometimes it's just the outer shell and goo.
Yeah.
Seedy goo in the middle.
Mm.
Tomatoes, they're.
When they're good, though. Like, I'll tell you, when those heirlooms start happening, like they're out now.
Heirlooms are good.
I make I toast 2 pieces of bread, slather on the mayo, salt, tomatoes. Might have to have that for lunch today.
Well, we'll see what else we can suggest for you. I mean,
okay, great. I mean, it's early. It is early.
You know, maybe you need a lobster roll. Who knows?
Or an onion.
An extra lobstery lobster roll. Can I get extra meat, please?
How about just keep the roll? I'll take the lobster.
Shove it in my face.
I'm going home to the East Coast in a couple weeks, and I am so ready to just pig out on lobster.
I really, what's that? There was a particular place we got those lobster rolls at one time, and it was good. Called Cousins?
Yeah, Cousins Food Truck.
And it was good.
Yeah.
But it had too much lobster. And I just remember you, the look on your face, like, what is wrong with you? And I need a lobster to bread ratio. I can't have it just be
I don't want any of the bread. The bread is just the way I lift it all up. And it's got to be that certain roll. Like, that Cousins does it right. And they'll do Connecticut style, too, which is the one I like. Like, New England, Massachusetts, and Maine and stuff, they mix mayo in with it and everything. I like it Connecticut. Connecticut is warm with butter.
That's it. Just butter.
Butter.
And bread.
Butter and the and lobster, obviously. Uh-huh. And then the bread. But the bread has to be these certain rolls. They got to be toasted on the side. Like, it's the whole thing.
In a new report, 67% of American consumers say they're reducing spending on everything. We've done that at my house as well. The three areas they're cutting back the most are restaurants, new clothing and shows, and entertainment.
Mm. Well, the shows are definitely, do they mean leaving the house for a show, or do they mean like, I'm not paying for 15 different subscription services anymore?
Let me see, that's a long list of stuff. Yes, they're doing an audit on their streaming subscriptions.
Because those things, they just ding you. They're just on your Visa bill every month.
Yeah, and you really, it's almost a joke how many things you've signed up for and you don't even know. Oh, wait, did I ever cancel Hulu? That one time I went on there just for the one thing and then...
We got signed up for something. And of course, it's incredibly simple to sign up. Click here, enter your credit card information and create a password or whatever. And then we watched the show and we went to unsign up for it. And I think we're still subscribed to it.
No, boy.
Like, it's, they just make it not fun.
52% are cutting back on new clothes, shoes, and accessories. My daughter walks in yesterday and goes, Dad, this is the older one. I really need a new pair of shorts. And I go, you're wearing shorts. And she goes, yeah. Have you noticed I wear these every day?
Oh.
And I go, I have. Why are you wearing those every day? And she goes, because I
need a new pair of shorts.
I don't have any other shorts that fit me. Growing kids. Mm. You got to keep up with that stuff, apparently.
So did you take her to
Target?
No,
I didn't take her yesterday, but I'm going to take her today and this weekend and we'll get her. Hey, you got to go into the summer with a couple pair of shorts. Sure. You can't have
a couple
the
cute
one.
Outfits. You know, she's got a boyfriend now.
You we don't know for sure that that's day. Happened, but yes, there's clearly interest. 49% are reducing spending on entertainment, including concerts and movies. These are Americans who are cutting back right now as they see the economy and the way things are and deciding that we should be putting money in the bank.
Yeah.
And yet, it's summer. What are you going to do? Sit in the house?
Well, sit outside the house, but stay at the house and, you know, don't spend a bunch of money.
The next one on the list.
Oh.
47% are spending less on travel.
Mm.
Cutting back on hobbies.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. John doesn't want to miss his golf lesson.
No, he doesn't. Loves his golf.
Does he go every week for a golf lesson or just randomly he'll go, I really need work on this?
I think he has a standing, he's got a guy that he goes to.
The local pro.
Yeah, I guess so. And just at McGinnis, you know, where he's gone for years. And but he plays golf 2 or 3 times a week. Like, he's got some friends who are retired and he's like, oh, just so you know, I'm playing golf. Like 9 or 18.
Why wouldn't he play 18?
Because I am lonely and bored at home. That's why. Come home. I'm a golf widow.
That's honesty.
What'd you say?
That's honesty.
Well,
retirement's going to be great for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to love it.
John, you sit right here next to me.
And we're going to chat.
And watch this.
And watch what? What am I doing? Oh, and watch a show?
Yeah, you're going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are cutting back on groceries, streaming subscriptions, alcohol consumption, and spending less on sporting events.
Oh.
So they're also cutting back on personal grooming.
Oh. Don't do that.
Well, I think that that can mean hair dye jobs.
Or getting your lips plumped up. Or
could be.
A little Botox.
Could be. Mm. Or waxing.
Mm.
Didn't one of your good friends have a place that did waxing? Like, wasn't Susie's thing?
She has a salon in Sacramento.
She still has it?
Yeah, I believe so.
But she got rid of that husband.
They are breaking up. Mm. Yeah.
McDuff.
McDuff. Oh, McDuff. I'm going to miss McDuff.
Yeah, but you can't side with McDuff.
No, of course not. Susie's my
girl. Susie's your girl.
You know, this is just a total stupid aside, but we have this sous vide thing, which is, it's a device, you put it in water, and it heats the water to a certain temperature, and you cook meat in it, and it cooks, like, you set it for 140, and you get perfect rare, whatever the temperatures are. I don't know, I don't use it, but you had to name it online, because it's all controlled by an app on your phone, and so ours is named McDuff. McDuff. Oh, McDuff, thank you for the delicious meal, McDuff.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vincenzo.
Oh, Vincenzo.
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 What is it like not getting oil changes? You've had that car long enough. It's glorious. Mm. It is glorious. I honestly, I still have gas powered, like the minivan I take surfing.
Yep.
But this car that I'm commuting in, it's the Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford, and it's electric, and it is glorious. I've only had the car a few months, and I've already got 10,000 miles on it, but it is, and I would have already had a couple oil changes in that time.
Tires.
I haven't had to.
Tires are your main maintenance.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I love it. You should really consider going electric. You got to get enough battery, though, so that's really important.
You do. I can take it to work and back, and I can't do it twice on the same charge.
No, and the charge you have almost makes that car useless.
Right.
If not for your short commute.
Right. The commute is 12 miles each way, and by the time I'm going home on the second day, it kicks over into the gas generator.
Texting from UC Berkeley, I'm an older guy.
Hey, older guy.
Maybe 40 years ago, I worked with a Mexican man in construction. We sat in a truck together at lunchtime. Every day, he would eat a handful of spring onions, greens, and all. And he would eat a red onion like an apple every single day. He was a healthy old man.
Oh, my God.
But when he would sweat, it
stunk
like bad.
Onions. What about his breath?
Well, I'm sure they weren't kissing.
Yeah, but still, you're talking to a guy.
Actually, I should be sure they might kiss.
Sitting in
Who
a
knows?
Truck.
Grown men can kiss each other goodnight without it being a thing, right?
Why does it have to not be a thing? Why can't it be a thing?
You mean like a love thing?
Mm-hmm. Why are they kissing each other goodnight if they're not in love?
That's what I mean. You could. You don't have to be in love. You could be like, all right, Frank. All right, Joe.
See you tomorrow at work. And just tenderly kiss his onion-filled mouth.
You could. I mean, it's not wrong.
Do you want a lullaby too? Or No. Don't sing at me. Your breath is oniony.
408 says, Microbots is the name for the little magnetic pieces in Big Hero 6.
Oh.
They were used for building things with a special headband.
Huh.
Yeah, I love Big Hero 6. That's a great movie. Did you watch that? You probably haven't.
I actually think is that with San Fran Freaky?
Yeah.
What is it called? San Francisco.
Sokio, yes. Yeah, it's great.
I don't remember the Magnabots or the Microbots or whatever.
It's kind of sad, but.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, stop by the Palo Alto Whole Foods. We'd love to see you in Palo Alto.
Oh,
love you.
Well, there you go. You're invited.
I'll come by. Mm. I mean, my preferred lunch is the hot food bar with a couple healthy items that.
Do you ever stop in the Palo Alto one?
I don't.
Oh, is it close to the highway?
I'll have to look. I don't know. But
maybe it'll be just as easy, Vin.
Would be nice. Mm. What's coming up in the trash?
Maroon 5 tickets and the new Golden Bachelor. He seems like a jerk.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.